When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As I said last week, what a great spectacle at FIU's Pitbull Stadium. 7 games, 5 local teams win champions, including West Boca out of Palm Beach. Somebody who sat right through all of them, Bill Daly from the Miami Herald. He's kind enough to join us. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm just getting over it right now. I don't know about you.
I'll tell you one thing, Larry. I didn't move a muscle on Sunday, okay? But when I got up Sunday morning, I said, I'm just sitting right here on the couch. I'm going to watch the Dolphin-Houston game, and I'm not doing nothing. I even told my wife, honey, you got anything for me to do? I'm doing it on Monday. I'm not doing it today. So, because that it's exhausting. I mean, it's a lot, it's a great event, but, you know, it takes a lot out of us, you and me and Andre Fernandez and John Santucci and the whole lineup of people who come out there and cover it. It's the big prize. It's when high school coverage is concerned, you know, the high school state football finals is it. That's the big banana. So, and yeah, we got no through doubt. It and it was good stuff.
Chaminade wins 1A, kind of like a ho-hum, ninth consecutive trip between them and St. Thomas Aquinas. Although St. Thomas Aquinas to get there, Chaminade kind of breezed to get there. St. Thomas could have easily lost the Delray Atlantic and also against Bradenton Manatee. But I'll tell you what, they brought their AAA game against Lakeland.
It's interesting. I kind of compared St. Thomas to like last year's Kansas City Chiefs because I said, you know, because the Chiefs were always winning. I always got to play at home. And last year they had to go on the road and do it. They had to go to Buffalo. They had to go to Baltimore. And I said this year, now St. Thomas has got to travel. They got to go to Del Rey. They got to go to Bradenton. Let's see how they do now. Hey, they went on the road and they got it done. I mean, unbelievable. Double overtime win in Del Rey. You know, yeah. They win in the fourth quarter in Bradenton and then they blow out Lakeland. And it's 6 in a row. And who knows where it's going to stop off for the Raiders.
Yeah, no doubt. Teddy Bridgewater wins in his debut season, and then he announces after that he's going back in the NFL. But nevertheless, what a great run for the Bulls this year. Great crowd. They probably finished as strong as anybody in the state over the last 6 weeks.
Teddy Bridgewater could run for mayor of Liberty City right now, and he'd win in a landslide. Teddy for mayor. He really came in and really, did a lot of cleanup duty and just did a tremendous job. The kids really responded to him, you know, and you gotta have that ability. And he brings that NFL swag with him, Larry. And, you know, not everybody can do that. With all due respect to all the other coaches, they don't have that pedigree. He does. Nope. They gravitated to that and they responded to it and they're state champions.
No doubt. Just talked to Byron Lewis. He's on his way to University of Florida, and that was the best game of the 7 games, American Heritage beating Orlando Jones, and a game that went back and forth and was close. Talk about that, because that was easily the most exciting game.
Without a doubt. That was I sat there, and it was 31-31 in the fourth quarter, and I looked at you, and I looked at Andre, and I said, yeah, I think we got our best game of the 7 right here. So, yep. And it was tremendous. It was good drama. Jones is a very good team, and they have the young man who's the University of Miami commit and the quarterback, and it took every bit of Malachi Toney and Byron Lewis to find a way to get that done, and they did, and a credit to you know, congrats to Mike Smith, and that they had all these hurdles throughout the season that we've talked about that they had to overcome, a tremendous state. You know, that one's got to feel really good for Heritage. You know, they won a few, and this is, I think, their sixth, I think, but sixth or seventh, and this is probably the most satisfying one because of all the hurdles that they had to clear during the season, including Malachi Toney and losing Dia Bell. So
yeah. And as we mentioned with Byron, you know, losing Big Mark, Mark Fletcher's father passed the week of the St. Thomas Aquinas game, a lot of heavy hearts. And, you know, when I talked to Mike Smith, he said that, and, you know, we saw him after that St. Thomas game, and he had tears in his eyes. And, you know, Mike's a man's man, and he never shows that. But all that you mentioned, all that came down this year, and then losing Dia Bell in the next game certainly was tough. Didn't want to breeze by Chaminade, but boy, I'll tell you what, if there's a dynasty going on, them St. Thomas, obviously, but, you know, to go to a state championship, Bill, 9 years in a row is just, it's unheard of.
Yeah, and it was really strange, Larry, because we're sitting there, and I mean, it was sort of like 14-0 at halftime, and it's got to be. I mean, we said they almost looked, and they're disinterested, almost like, not maybe disinterested isn't the right word, but it's just like they've been there so many times, it's so routine for them that what's amazing is that they can keep enough of that hunger to keep doing it and getting it done. Now, you know that said, you know, it's 1A. I know they've tried to maybe move up a classification because, I mean, they play such a brutal schedule during the regular season that we all chuckle that when they get to the postseason, that's their breather. That's their easy game get to the postseason, you know. So, and it clearly prepares them, for going through all the gauntlets of Heritage and St. Thomas and everybody. I mean, they're just so postseason built. It's ridiculous, and I don't know. As long as how long does that go to? I think as long as Damian stays there and wants to keep that train rolling, I mean, well, they'll be back again next year at FIU at Pitbull Stadium, I would imagine.
Well, they returned 8 of 11 starters on offense, so that's going to be awfully tough, and you know they'll fill in the spots pretty quickly. And let me end on this. Dylan Potts at West Boca Raton, what a great job. You know the lineage, coach under Rich Stewart at Berlin Jesuit. His team did a great job. They went out and took care of business as well.
Yeah, I mean, I got to talk to him when I made the trip up to West Boca to cover their game with Southridge, and talking to him before the game, Larry, I just sometimes when I walk up to a coach, they just get it. They just know it. Okay. And he's a young guy and he's sharp and he's smart. And I walked away from that and said now that's a guy who really knows how to coach high school football. And, you know, I hate to tell the folks at West Boca and my AD, my buddy Jerry Albert up there, but you better hang on to what you got, because I'm telling you, that's a guy who's going to be on everybody's radar, okay?
I agree.
It's somebody who's they're going to be trying to – some programs will be trying to steal him away. So,
I agree.
Give a nice contract there, West Boca folks.
I appreciate it, brother. As always, good seeing you for the 4 days, and we'll catch up pretty soon.
Larry, happy holidays to you and everybody out there. Enjoy. I loved it, okay? You be well.
You too. Thanks, Bill. Bill right. Daly, Miami right. Herald, and I'll tell you what, he's one of those guys. He loves his football very much.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.